Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, joined by my co-host Luckett Peters here in our studios from Colombo as we bring you hot rugby and cricket news off the cuff. Right, we did have one game being played yesterday at the CRNFC and it was for the Lady Jayatilaka Trophy as well. It was basically a played game between traditional rivals St. Joseph's College Maradana and St. Thomas's College Mount Lavinia. The result is that St. Joseph's have beaten St. Thomas's College Mount Lavinia by 29 points to 15 after leading 19-15 at the Breather. The Josephians scored through 4 tries, 3 conversions, 1 penalty, while the Thomians 2 tries, 1 conversion, 1 penalty. With this win, the Josephians retain the Lady Jayatilaka Trophy and also earn the much-needed bonus point in the plate segment of the Dialogue Rugby League. Now, the games coming up today, 3 of them in the Cup segment. Trinity College Kandy play against Wesley at Havelock Park. That will be quite a tight game. In the plate segment, St. Anthony's College Katukastora take on Thurston at Nithavala up in Kandy. And of course, Prince of Wales will play against DSN NAC at the Air Force Grounds in Rathmalana, and that will be a bowl encounter. On to cricket. New Zealand versus England. Day one, the first test. Rain affected, but that's not the point here. So much of criticism as pertaining to the pitch at the Lord's Cricket Grounds, the home of cricket, because the curator has to answer many questions because it was a deadly wicket to bat on. The English were bowled out for 140. Only Harry Brooke made 56, Ben Duckett 18, and Ben Stokes made 12. Kyle Jamieson 5 for 62, Nathan Smith 3 for 38, and William O'Broke 2 for 25. And mind you, at close of play, New Zealand was 61 runs for the loss of 6 wickets. At one stage, there were 6 wickets for 29 runs. Now, is this a fair test pitch? Is the question being asked. 2 very bowler-friendly where batters just simply found it so difficult. Glenn Phillips is still at the wickets for New Zealand, batting on 31. And Daryl Mitchell made 12. But look at the bowling. Ollie Robinson, 4 wickets for 10 runs. And Gus Atkins, 1 wicket for 8 runs. So that's a big debate as far as the test match is concerned. Now, let me remain with what's happening in the New Zealand versus England test series, because we've been discussing recently that true cricket is red ball cricket. There's been a debate as to why Jeffrey Archer, who gets paid £1 million UK pounds as a fee from the ECB, was not available for the test match. Now, there is a debate. It has been found out that is mainly because of the IPL, and issues like this should be addressed according to some of the big wigs. There was a discussion yesterday between Nasir Hussain and Simon Dole, in which they both agreed that national cricket should be given preference, and a player who's being paid £1 million as his salary for a year by the English Cricket Board should have made himself available for the test match against New Zealand. So that was brought up yesterday. It's a big debate. And now they're just turning around and saying that Jeffrey Archer, because he played for Rajasthan Royals in franchise cricket, avoided playing the test match. Big question. Right, the Australians have lost the one-day series against Pakistan, similar to what they ended up in the T20 series in the month of January. Now, they lost the game yesterday by 4 wickets, and it's amazing to find a team like Australia had lost 7 wickets for just 38 runs. Let me take a look at the scores first for your benefit. Australia batting first, bowled out for 157. Josh English made 65, and of course, Manus Labuschagne 19, with Alex Carey making 19. None of them were impressive. Shane Shafridi 3 for 30. There was Abar Ahmed 2 for 19, and Sajid Khan 2 for 28. The Pakistanis get to the target in the 42nd over, 161 runs for 6 wickets, with Babar Azam making 40, Mohammad Sadat 27, and Sajid Khan unbeaten on 29, while Kunaman for Australia took 3 wickets for 38. So Australia will be regretting that they just couldn't get the better of the Pakistanis, and they'll be concerned that this is the second white ball series they've lost for the year against Pakistan, of course, in Pakistan conditions. Right, that's about wraps up our podcast for today. I hope you did enjoy it as much as we did enjoy presenting it to you. We look forward to your company with lots of schools, rugby news, the Dialogue League. Remember, that is the feature on our podcast tomorrow. Have a blessed day. On behalf of Lakith Peters, this is Brian Thomas signing off. Spin you some songs for your listening pleasure.